Hello everyone, say hello.
Hello.
We're at work. Work is brilliant. Needs to pay a bit more though. So we're at Walking Dogs, as is our business. www.hambletonpetservices.co.uk. If you're on Facelessness Book, look us up, Hambleton Pet Services. So we're walking our Molly, of course, she comes everywhere with us. And we've got Harvey the Cocker Spaniel. We've got Ruby the five month. Yeah. Ruby! Ruby's a 5 month old puppy. Do you know something I've noticed about Ruby? She only does this on the way back in.
Yeah, that's what I said when she's tired.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. So Ruby the 5 month old, what colour is she? Fox red. Fox red puppy. She's quite big. I'd say that she hasn't really got that much growing to do to be fully grown. That's how big she is. And she's like a freight train. And
she runs.
Yeah, she's very, very immature. She doesn't really know what to do, you know. She just follows the other dogs about. And Ruby! Hey! And I've noticed that when we turn round, when we turn round on this certain walk that we do, up in the countryside here, just up off the A19 near North Allerton, she starts biting and tugging on the ear of Harvey. Harvey's her brother. Well, you know what I mean. Harvey and Ruby belong to the same person. Sarah's sister, funnily enough. Also, today we've got Loki is a little crossbreed. He's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Jack
what?
Russell.
Jack Russell and something else. But I tell you who he looks like. Tintin's Snowy. If he was all white, because he's got a brown patch on his left eye, but if he was all white, I would honestly nickname him Snowy, because he's a lovely little thing. How old's he? 7 months.
Yeah.
Hey! Harvey! Uh-oh, horses. Harvey! To be a dog walker, you also have to have a loud voice. Loki. This is his second time out. Sarah took him yesterday, and he's another one that's... It's obvious that he's never... Sorry, son. No, pull it towards you. All right, sorry. My thing. It was advised that we didn't let him off the lead because he had no recall. He's fine. He's lovely, kind of. Did you see him walking down with me there? He's a lovely, gentle little thing. And then you compare that puppy next to Ruby. Ruby, aka Tasmanian Devil. And I will say she is very immature. But you know, we're kind of trying to do something about that by educating the dogs, and I don't want to say disciplining them, you know, I say passive discipline, you know, just by calling them. Is that Moll? Moll! Come on, get out the field, it's black hacky. She's going after Molly now, bad idea. Molly will tell you. There you go. Molly is, we think Molly's coming into season, and we have to wait for her to have a season, and then wait 3 months. Spades, man.
I
thought you said stayed.
No, I said spade.
Anyway. So anyway, that's the dog walking thing. Now, yesterday, Storm Doris hit the UK. Weiss nicht. Glaube ich nicht. Storm Doris hit the UK. So, for those that live outside of the UK, Storm Doris was a bit wet and a bit windy. Unfortunately, one person in Manchester, I think it was Manchester. They were killed by a sign in the main street. I think, you know, one of those, I think it was like one of those billboards that, you know, one of those V-shaped billboards that are in like the main street of towns and things. Harry, tomorrow.
I think it was an old woman.
An old woman, yeah. So it was blown. It was blown down the street and it hit her and she died, unfortunately. But apart from that, it wasn't that bad. You know, it's not as if it was some hurricane. I was riding a motorbike in the middle of it. I had a motorbike lesson. And yeah, it was windy, you know. And at times the rain was torrential, but... What should I call it? Heavy wind and rain, because there's this kind of subliminal fear-mongering when you say, when you attribute a name to some wind and rain. Storm Doris. See, we've never done this in the UK before. Well, I mean to say, you know, we've never scaremongered people by naming a weather front with because it's going to be a bit of bad weather, and I've seen worse. And you know, listen, I say this without the knowledge of what the weather was like really on the south coast. I know Scotland had a lot of snow down in the lowlands. It was a Glasgow area, you know, maybe, I don't know, I can't remember. Mac McColgan might be able to elaborate. Right, let's get these dogs on the lead.
I've got mine.
Ruby, come on, what's this? What's this? Looks like a flipping whip. Come here, good girl. Ruby. Aye, hello, McFly. Ruby, here, Ruby, come here. Right. You really have to, she's getting better. Right, who are we short of? Harvey and Molly. Who's got Molly's lead? You?
I've got
could have had the binaural mics in today, really. There's, the wind is virtually non-existent. Harvey, come on.
Are you bathing her before you cut her hair?
Well, yeah, I know she is. But the thing is, the reason why I do like bathing them before, cause it makes their fur a bit softer. He's got worse recall than Loki, for God's sake.
He just came to me then.
All right, I'll let you off. Only this time.
In fact, Molly's fine.
Did you see, you wouldn't have seen, when I started coming up the lane and you were kind of at the bottom,
yeah.
And you know, I asked you, who was off the lead.
Yeah.
There's a woman walking a dog past.
Yeah.
Should he be off the lead? She says. I know she doesn't know that, and she doesn't know what he's like, or what she's like, rather.
Yeah.
But irrespective, I'm like,
okay.
She could have said nothing.
Yeah.
She looked and sounded like one of those nosy types, you know, the know-it-alls. Anyway, right, we're going on, this is the final approach. We kind of, because there's livestock in some of the fields, cows and sheep and that, in this area, sometimes we can't walk a circuit. I say circuit, it's more like a P shape, as in the letter P, but we couldn't do that, so we've just had to turn on our heels and come back. But nevertheless, we've been going 47 minutes, so they're going to get their hour. They're going to get their hour's walk. Can somebody take this dog, please? Dogs go under the stile, humans go over. If I leopard crawl, fair enough, but... Not in this weather. Not with these conditions on the ground. Right, now this is where the problem arises, because Ruby, when she's at the back, she pulls on the lead like a freight train. Now, when we're getting over this. We're slowly getting over it. Come on then, Ruby. Ruby, come on. Go on, good girl. Yep, she knows not to pull on the lead. It looks like I've got this one sorted. Here we go. No, she's just in. Here we go. She's going to start pulling. It's because the other dogs are up ahead. So it's this little, I call it the lane. This narrow footpath between the back of some houses and Farmer's Field on our left-hand side. Ooh, you've got to watch out for the brambles and the rosehip bushes. Right, come on then, good girl. Good girl, well done. She's not pulling, because she knows not to pull. When she starts pulling on the lead, she slows down now. This is progress, believe you me. I think it's usually on the start of the walk. Now she's starting to pull. On the start of the walk, she's so excited. And it's because they don't get walked. We're the only people who walk when it's usually twice a week. So then they don't get walked any other time. Right, now she's pulling. Stop. Stop. Anyway, so I'm going to go because we're going to hit the road and... Oops. Kind of missing out on audio boom post at the minute. I need to... I can't catch up now. It's ridiculous. Right, okay, dog. I can't catch up. It's impossible. So I'll kind of just flitter. I've been busy. Ugh. No excuse, really. Sorry. I don't want the dog to pull me over in this mud, so I'm kind of straddling the muddy bit. Are we going up to the bin? Okay, there's a poo bin. Oops. Gives us a chance to bang off our feet on the road. How are you, Harry? Oh, yeah. So we've got a Tamara and we've got a Harry, but we haven't got a Jessica. Jessica's at her grandma's and spent the night there. When's your guides and brownies thing, whatever you're doing, I don't know. Saturday. And what are you doing on Saturday? That's Saturday with a tea in the middle. Harry, watch the road behind you, son. There's a wagon coming. Come on the left of the road. Loki, come on. That's Kettlewell Fuels. Big oil wagon. You know, some of the, well, actually quite a lot. Quite a lot of the places out here in the sticks in North Yorkshire. They've only got electricity running to the house, but they haven't got gas. So either they have oil delivered, which goes into an oil tank for oil central heating, or they have night storage heaters. What are they called? Economy 7 ones. And they could have a number of 46 kilogram. I'm sure they're heavier than 46. You know, the 6 foot those big 6 foot, five or 6 foot gas canisters for their cooker. Whoa, dog. God, she's strong. I know.
Getting going then.
Right, here she goes. Right, let me go first then. Sarah's just walked up to the doggy poo bin. So we'll do a quick about turn and then we'll go back at the house. And then we're going up to Teesside Park to go and pick up a new coat for tomorrow because she's grown. You're grown, aren't you, ratters? Grown. In Northumbrian, it would be grown. Grown. In English nondescript, it would be growing. Queen's English. Growing. And there's a very slight variation in Geordie between grown, as in someone who has grown up, and growing. Very, very slight variation, so Geordies will be able to distinguish and continue conversation. What am I talking about? Whereas people who aren't used to the Geordie dialect will not understand. So, grown and grown. See what I mean? Anyway, God, I'm speaking rubbish. So, that's it, nearly finished. Beautiful blue sky, some puffy clouds, which are a little bit grey, really. Sorry? The spaniels haven't been exercised enough, but that's, you know why that is? Because they're used to they're used to it now. You know, it was the same with Molly when I was training her. You know, she'd get fit very, very quickly, and that's invariably what's happening with Harvey now. But Harvey never really seems tired out, does he?
No.
You know, I think one thing I've learned about Spaniels, though, is they don't really seem tired, but when you get them back home, they crash.
No,
you're hot. Well, there's the car. We've got 50 metres to go. Right, okay. I'm out of here. See ya.